Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Tenny is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, and entertainer that has been doing her thing as a solo artist since around 2016. And before that, she was writing songs, and she's a revered songwriter, I'm telling you. 2021 is here, and guess what? She's giving us her debut album, which is titled Wonderland. And to think that this is a debut album, at first I was like, what? She's been around for so long, dropped so many singles, two EPs, which is Billionaire and The Quarantine Playlist. But hey, here's a debut album titled Wonderland, and I am here for it. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omote, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing well, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. And I'm doing even better because it is a Friday. I have had a monster week and it's just been crazy. So, you know what? I'm ready for this album review. Let's do this thing. Before we get into it, of course, do subscribe and like the YouTube channel, which is Motomoto Music Africa. The album reviews are on there, and I've got an amazing new show called 10 of the Hottest African Songs I Heard This Week. And every week I go on YouTube Live and I play 10 amazing African songs that I promise you, you will love. And it's a spin-off of the Motomoto podcast, pretty much. So check that out. Otherwise, let's do this thing. Tenny Wonderland, the album review.
The latest African album review is...
Wonderland by Tenny was released March 19th, 2021, which is like yesterday, under Dr. Dollar Entertainment. It has 17 tracks, representing a 49-minute and 58-second runtime, one feature, and multiple producer placements. The album cover is pretty much what you'd expect. Imagine a cartoon cover which shows some sort of theme park, and you're right by the entrance and you're just wowed by what you're seeing. This is your dream as a kid, just to get to this place where you could have all the fun in the world without your parents stopping you from actually having fun. Wonderland.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Wonderland opens up with a short intro titled Maja before getting into the hit song For You featuring Davido, which is one of the familiar songs alongside Joe, which both were released prior to the album itself. I did enjoy the tempo on songs such as Injure Me, which is one of the pacier numbers on Wonderland, where Tenny's flow was impeccable. Tenny knows how to retain her style and stay within her flow of comfort, regardless of how many BPMs are on the board. Injure Me is rather danceable for a song about somebody who's eyeing to get the good from their lover. Typically, songs where you're trying to, you know, get your sex on and all that probably are going to be a bit slower, more romantic, like get in the mood kind of song. But this song is like straight up dance song, like on the dance floor type of song. And it is the most X-rated song without actually being that. The things Tenny is saying her lover will injure her with is left to imagination, but she's basically, yo, saying you're gonna injure me with that thing. Guess what that thing is? Tenny talks about her lover having exactly what she needs to go weak in the knees and right on the spot. She's been feasting on the gorgeous body all day, and she just knows the moment it starts, you're gonna injure me with that thing. It was fantastic to also get an amapiano number on Wonderland in the form of the song On, which had yet another phenomenal guitar. I've been noticing with a lot of new African albums lately, in the last maybe 6 months or so, the guitar has really become a prominent feature, but it does not surprise me because even in music of old, other genres that have come before the African popular music and Afro beats and so forth, right now the guitar was an integral part of it. But now we are infusing it into the newer, latest genres. And that's awesome. Now, on the song On, this phenomenal guitar was panned to the left on occasion, and it floored me how well it fit. Brilliant stuff. Nigerian amapiano itself is so different from the original sound from South Africa, but arguably it's straight up fire. It's like, whoa. You listen to it and you're like, this is amapiano, but this is just a different amapiano. So I actually think the two songs that I've mentioned, Injure Me and On, are probably hits and waiting. Injure Me more so than On. Wonderland is not without its surprises. A song such as Toxic is to the left of everything you thought you knew about 10 years as a musician. Now, in a good way. It starts off with an almost psychedelic type of vibe. Then it goes into a bouncy and rather playful trap beat with a deep kick. Tenny is telling her love interest that she has everything it takes in bed and she would easily make them scream. And all she wants to do is end. In and out. I'll end there. Now, after making such a compelling case, she goes on to say she doesn't want anything more than to be friends with benefits because ultimately, she isn't the relationship type. Damn, no wonder why the song is called Toxic, because yo, Tenny, you sound toxic as hell on this. The lyrical content of the music simply isn't what you expect for the kind of beat, but this is also how these friends with benefit types get you, bruh. Yo, I'm warning you. They charm you with what you don't expect, then you fall, but they don't fall, you fall. Then you get to the song 100 Meters, to which it has an almost slow high life sound to it, and again delves into a love where two lovers are inseparable. Now, this is the weird part. Yo, Tenny, you've just been saying you're not the relationship type, but now you're telling this person, yo, I want to be where you are. I want to follow you everywhere. So you want to be inseparable, but you don't want a relationship. Hey, straight up toxic. Toxic. Tenny says on 100 Meters, why would Angelina want to leave her for Paloma when they've shared such intimate moments? So she's basically saying to Angelina, bro, she's just like, yo, girl, I'm down for you, but you want to leave me for that girl? I don't know what level relationship Tenny's on, but this is it's some cool stuff to listen to. I'd say the most touching song on Wonderland, without a doubt, is Dad's Song, where Tenny sings to her late dad and keeps him updated on how everything is going with her career and everything else. Interestingly, Tenny was born in 1992, and she says on the song herself, her dad passed away in 1995, so there's every likelihood that she didn't really get a chance to get to know him as much as she would have wanted to. And this is her way of bridging that gap and really connecting with him on something that she loves, like music. And she says she knows he would have loved to be there to witness how she's made her life count in this way, you know. And now she's a big music star and she wants to do even better, and she wants to make him proud. This song would resonate with anyone that has lost a parent and knows the pain of missing them, regardless of how long it's been. It's never the same once you lose a parent.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Speaking of the song For You with Davido that I mentioned, I think first earlier, it represents the only collab on the album, which is a cool touch. Tenny doesn't need any cosigns or anything, regardless of the fact that, I mean, Davido is a huge feature on any album, probably the best feature that you'd want on your album. She did this album on her own, and she held her own on a 17-track album like you wouldn't think it's her debut. But to be fair, she's had tons of singles since she started singing, so fair enough. I won't even get into her voice or any of that. Tenny is certified, my friends. She can sing. She's got pipes. Straight up got pipes. Lyrically, what I discovered about Wonderland is more what I discovered about Tenny during the process of listening. The album is littered with sexual innuendo and speaks of someone that has crossed that line of merely liking someone and being almost obsessively in love now, and also enjoying sex to the core, like really enjoying it. It also explores the actual feelings of being in love and sometimes maybe not knowing what to do with such feelings. And you get that on a song like Wonder Why, where she really delves into that. Where this goes even deeper is embracing a lesbian love that has been a long time coming. It may not seem like much on the surface, but in a world where LGBTQI rights are still being fought for, and even more so in Africa where in many countries they are criminalized, this becomes an even more groundbreaking album that openly acknowledges that the same feelings and emotions, even problems experienced in heterosexual relationships, are the same in same-sex relationships. Tenny alludes to just wanting to live a life freely on songs such as Hustle and Black, but people make it hella difficult because they don't understand or may not agree. She also says on Dad's song that, "Hey, Dad, I'm a king in a queen." Now, that's open to interpretation, but that speaks a whole lot about maybe how she feels about her own sexuality. And she's just saying to her dad in that song that, hey, this is the person that I am, and I know you'd accept me for who I am. But that's my interpretation. Could be different. All in all, this album puts Tenny on an entirely new platform of musical superiority, not only for the music itself, but the lyrical content. She's dared to be authentically herself, regardless of societal standards, and she's made her music an extension of that. And I can guarantee you, that is not easy to do at all. So, props to you, Tenny. The mixing and mastering on Wonderland were absolute class, and the project ticks just about every box there is. There's not much else I could say about that, but this is a great template for any musician looking to attain a certain standard. This is one of those projects that you want to listen to and take notes.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, what Wonderland does is marry the versatile smoothness of Tenny's voice together with the guitar's ability to invoke particular feelings, all layered on top of brilliant, largely or mostly Afrobeats compositions, alongside other genres, particularly R&B. Like I said, there's a little bit of high life in there that you could pick up on with those Ndombolo vibes, and also Ama Piano is there too. And all in all, this gives us one of the richest projects of 2021 across the board. Tenny has phenomenal penmanship when it comes to giving us raw honesty, but adding a bit of fun in there and funny lines that make you wonder, how did she think about putting that line in a song and actually make it work? And this is the pocket where Tenny is just amazing, mind blowing. Tenny really came through on this album, and her voice alongside the sweet strums of the guitar dominated the brilliance of Wonderland. And I would add the actual lyricism there is and the real issues being tackled through the songs. Although the whole album is a great listen, there were some songs that I personally instantly loved, including Hustle, FBI, Moslado, Toxic, Injure Me, which I think that's a banger, brah. Were, which is an Afrocentric masterclass and one of the best performances on Wonderland. Listen to that song. I also liked Wonder Why on and Dad's song. Otherwise, all in all, Tenny killed it. She absolutely killed it. One of the best debuts I've heard from anybody. and definitely one of the top albums of 2021 that I've heard this year, and I can bet you it'll be one of the top albums of 2021 once the year is done. Listen to Wonderland by Tenny Online. Yo, if you just love Afro beats, you love good music, and if you love melodious music, man, give it a try. It's such a good album. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.